Imagine you're riding your mountain bike along a soft, winding trail deep inside Redwood National Park in Northern California. The morning air is cool and damp, and the only sounds are the quiet hum of your tires on the dirt, the chirping of birds, and the soft rustle of leaves high above. You're surrounded by some of the tallest trees on earth, giants that have been standing for hundreds, even thousands of years. These are the redwoods, and they stretch so high into the sky that their tops disappear into the mist like something out of a dream. You stop for a moment and look up. The trees are wide and strong, their bark rough and dark red. You touch one with your hand and feel the deep grooves. Some of these trees are so wide it would take more than 10 kids holding hands to reach all the way around. These trees aren't just tall. They're part of a special forest that helps clean the air, soak up rain, and give animals a safe place to live. The redwoods grow so close together that they create their own shade, keeping the forest floor cool and damp even on warm days. As you ride farther along the trail, the sunlight shines in beams through the tall branches, lighting up tiny specks of mist that float in the air. It's quiet here, but not empty. You slow down and see a black-tailed deer nibbling on some ferns. It hears your bike and looks up with big dark eyes, then slowly walks deeper into the trees, its hooves soft against the mossy ground. All around you are plants that love the cool, wet weather, like sword ferns with long green leaves, and redwood sorrel that looks like clover and grows low to the ground. These plants help keep the soil from washing away when it rains. And it rains a lot here. The redwoods need fog and rain to survive. In fact, they drink the fog through their needles, collecting water right from the air. The trail curves and you ride downhill, the wind brushing past your cheeks. You pass fallen trees that are covered in moss and mushrooms, slowly breaking down and turning into soft earth again. Even fallen redwoods are important. They give new plants a place to grow and insects and small animals a place to hide. Nothing goes to waste in this forest. You stop again near a small stream that trickles over rocks. You hear the call of a bird overhead, a high, whistling cry. It's a spotted owl peeking out from its nest in a hollow tree. These owls are shy and only live in quiet, old forests like this one. You listen carefully and hear more bird songs, like the cheerful chirps of wrens and the sharp calls of jays. Looking around, you notice banana slugs gliding slowly across the path. They're bright yellow and leave a shiny trail behind them. They help by eating dead plants and turning them into healthy soil. Nearby, you see a gray squirrel scamper up a tree, its fluffy tail twitching as it hops from branch to branch. As you ride farther into the forest, you come across something amazing, a giant redwood tree with a tunnel carved through its trunk. It's so wide that a car can drive right through it. This tree, like many others in the park, is part of an ancient family of redwoods that have been growing here for over 1,000 years. Some redwoods can live for more than 2,000 years and grow taller than a 30-story building, over 350 feet high. Even though the tunnel was made long ago, the tree is still alive, standing strong and tall, a living reminder of just how incredible and long-lasting these trees really are. You ride a little farther and come to a sunny clearing. The trees open up and warm light shines on your face. You take a deep breath. The air smells like damp earth and pine. Here you see a few butterflies fluttering past and hear the buzz of bees visiting tiny forest flowers. These pollinators help plants grow by moving pollen from flower to flower. Even in a forest of giants, the smallest creatures have important jobs. Far in the distance, through the trees, you catch a glimpse of the Pacific Ocean. Redwood National Park stretches all the way to the coast, where the forest meets the sea. Sometimes elk wander down from the hills to rest in the open meadows near the shore. They are huge animals with long legs and heavy antlers. If you're lucky, you might spot one grazing or lying in the tall grass. The ground beneath your tires is soft, with fallen needles and leaves. You notice that the forest here is cool. even though it's summertime. That's because the redwoods help keep everything shaded and moist. They create their own special world, different from other places in California that are hot and dry. As you pedal along a wider part of the trail, you notice tracks in the soft dirt. Big wide prints with four toes. They belong to a black bear. Don't worry, these bears are shy and usually stay far from people. Black bears live deep in the redwood forest, searching for berries, insects, and fallen fruit. Sometimes they climb trees or dig around old logs looking for food. You may not see one today, but knowing they're nearby makes the forest feel even more wild and alive. Later you ride past an open meadow and something catches your eye. A small group of Roosevelt elk, the largest land mammals in the park. One of them lifts its head, showing off a tall, branching set of antlers. These elk once nearly disappeared from California, but thanks to protection, they've returned to the redwoods where they roam freely. You sit quietly, watching as they graze in the grass, flicking their ears and swishing their tails. It's a peaceful sight, and you feel lucky to share the forest with such majestic creatures. You ride through a part of the trail where the trees grow very close together. It feels quiet and still, almost like a secret room. The redwoods seem to whisper to each other above your head. You feel small, but in a good way, like you're part of something big and peaceful. After a while, you come to a wooden bench along the trail and stop to rest. You sit down, take a sip of water, and just listen. No engines, no beeping, just birds, breeze, and the soft creak of trees moving gently in the wind. You think about how this forest has been here for a very long time, long before roads or bikes or even people, and you hope it stays that way. When you finally get back on your bike and begin the slow ride back, you feel calmer somehow. You've seen tall trees that touch the sky, quiet animals that blend into the woods, and plants that work together to make the forest healthy. And you realize something important. The redwoods aren't just trees. They're part of a whole living world that's peaceful, strong, and worth protecting. We hope you enjoyed exploring Redwood National Park. Be sure to subscribe to be notified new episode and tune in next week for a new adventure. Also, be sure to check out our history show, Bedtime History, for new episodes each week, too.